It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. All works by 26-year-old painter Corp Hoare were sold even before his show opened at a New York gallery last month. There's actually a 3-page waiting list for his works, and it turns out he's not the only young hot artist out there. Flipping is on the rise as wealthy collectors chase paintings by emerging artists with the goal of reselling them quickly for a profit. Bloomberg reporter Katia Kazaknia has been reporting on the trend, and she joins us now from the Bloomberg newsroom. Katia, hello.
Hi, Richard.
So first of all, who is Corp Hoare, and why is his works in so much demand right now?
So Corp Hoare is a young artist. He lives in Los Angeles, and he's a painter. He makes paintings that depict Persian rugs that look slightly faded, and they're very large. They're 8 feet tall by 6 feet wide. And so, you know, they're very detailed and very meticulous and quite lovely.
Why they're in such demand? And actually, if I wanted to buy one, how much are they?
They're not expensive, reasonably. You know, they're $15,000. They were. There were only seven of them.
Sold. That's out of my budget.
Mine too.
Describe what art flipping is and how does it work exactly?
It's basically when you buy a work of art with an intent to sell it and make a profit.
People do this with houses, too.
People do it with houses and stocks. It kind of works the same way. Of course, you know, it's, in the art world, it seems very crass to compare paintings with stocks, and nobody really likes the comparison. But there are so many artists working right now, and there are hundreds and thousands of artists, and we're talking about a very, very small group of artists who have that frenzy around them.
Who are some of these artists? I understand there's a very expensive Winnie the Pooh painting, and then there's a Colombian painter who uses a broomstick.
Yes, so Winnie the Pooh, the artist is Lucian Smith, and he, I think, is 24 years old. And the painting that you're referring to, he actually made it as part of his thesis project, and it was purchased for $10,000 in 2011. And it was sold in November for $380,000. One of the artists that I've written about in this piece is Oscar Murillo, and there's been buzz about him for the last 2 years. And in May, his first works hit the auction. And over the summer, prices went into the hundreds of thousands. And in September, his work sold for $401,000. I mean, it's a huge amount. I mean, those works, when they were sold in Miami 2 years earlier, were all under $8,500.
Now, we're talking mostly about young artists. How come art flipping really doesn't happen with, let's say, you know, Warhols or Van Goghs?
It also happens at that level. And the interesting thing is that at the level of Van Goghs, probably not. There are just not so many of them out there. With Warhol, for sure. You know, if you look at the Bacon, the Francis Bacon that was sold at Christie's in November for $142 million, it was bought just within 3 months earlier, and then it was resold for profit. So that really constitutes a flip as well. ArtNet pulled their data, and actually we do see an increase since 2011 in the works that are being flipped. There were new works created, let's say, in the last 3 years being resold at auction. And you know, when you sell a Bacon or a Warhol or a Basquiat, you make more money by flipping. But what's really attractive about investing, so to speak, in emerging artists, if you do it wisely, the percentage that you can return on your investment is just tremendous.
So, Katia, does this mean that one day the artist could be hot and then they're not? I mean, what happens if this bubble bursts?
Well, unfortunately, art market is full of these cautionary tales, and I remember when before the recession, a couple of artists whose markets were very, very hot and prices just surged dramatically again from like around 10,000 to over 600,000. Anson Riley, you know, and everybody wanted his painting, everybody wanted his plexiglass pieces, and then after the recession, people just wouldn't even touch them. Although prices might escalate, but somebody is going to be left with these pieces and potentially lose money.
Okay, Katia Kazaknia covers galleries for Bloomberg News, and she's in the Bloomberg newsroom right now. Thanks, Katia.
Thanks for having me.
This is WNYC.